Track 4, There Ain't Nothing Like a Dame. Owen Evans of the Nimmo Twins is stepping into Richard Gauntlett's high heels this Christmas as Norwich Theatre Royal's Dame in the pantomime Aladdin.
Owen Evans has some big shoes to fill, well, high heels to be completely accurate. After 23 pantomimes this Christmas, Richard Gauntlett is swapping playing Norwich Theatre Royal's Dame for Buddy's father in Elf the Musical. It'll be the first time that actor Owen, loved by Norfolk audiences as one half of the Nimmo Twins, has played the Dame, and he describes his new role in Aladdin as exciting and scary in equal measure. "I've seen Richard many times, who's a brilliant Dame," says Owen. "I hadn't even considered doing Panto, although my friends had said I would make a good Dame, and out of the blue I got the call from Stephen Crocker, who runs the theatre, asking if I'd like to give it a go. We spoke a few weeks before rehearsals were due to start, and while he's not performing this year, Richard is still involved behind the scenes, as he's written the script for Aladdin. Owen is playing Dame Molly Piecrust alongside Joe Ciaccini, who's returning for a fifth year, playing Aladdin's brother, Reg. And there will no doubt be mayhem as the pair try to save the family's ailing pie shop. Joe's a panto superstar," says Owen. "As I said to Joe when we first met, you're the boss here, I'm the beginner, so I'll take my lead from you. He was so encouraging and said, we'll have a great laugh." They're joined by the Bill star, Lisa Maxwell, as the evil aunt, and musical stars Tariq Frimpong as Aladdin and Misha Turner as Jazz. Owen's had a sneak preview of the script, and fans of the Nimmo Twins, who affectionately send up life in the county, will be glad to hear that he's promising to crowbar in as much Norfolk as I possibly can. He's been for his own costume and wig fittings, and is getting used to wearing the Dame's outlandish gowns, which are the creation of brilliant costume designer Kirstine Withy and the talented team. "You've got to get used to how the dresses move. When you do a twizzle or a turn, half a second later the dresses catch up," he laughs. "I've also had a wig fitting. I had my head wrapped in cling film and sticky tape to make a mould of my head, which was an experience. And he'll need to get in training for the lightning-quick costume changes. You've got to get off stage, whip one dress off, whip another one on, maybe change your wig and get back out there without smearing your makeup. I've worked in theatres for many, many years and managed to avoid putting any makeup on until now, and I've got to put it on with a trowel," he laughs. Owen grew up in Cromer and trained at the prestigious London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art, LAMDA, where his contemporaries included actor Julie Hesmondhull and Rufus Norris, who will shortly be stepping down as artistic director and CEO of the National Theatre. Pantomimes had given Owen his first taste of the theatre, but he didn't take up acting until he went to Paston Sixth Form College at North Walsham after a turbulent couple of years in his mid-teens. "I had terribly bad agoraphobia for a few years as a teenager and missed my last couple of years at school. I went to college at 16 to try and get my life back in order again. So I did O-levels and failed them, and then did them again and passed, and then did A-levels, and I ended up being there for 4 years. On Wednesday afternoons, students had the chance to try creative pursuits. Owen started out taking a pottery class, but finding it boring, swapped to drama. There was a girl there that I liked doing drama who said it was quite fun, so I went along the next week thinking I could just shift some scenery or something, and suddenly found that, wow, I could do it. It helped build my confidence to be able to speak to people and get out of the house, and I've been using it as therapy ever since." At LAMDA, Owen had the opportunity to study with the Moscow Arts Theatre School. "My first time abroad. It was amazing. We had a great tutor at LAMDA, Brian Asprey, who was a South African theatre practitioner, who set up the first multiracial theatre company in South Africa during apartheid. When we finished at LAMDA, he mentored us and we took over a basement area in Paddington built a theatre there and put on fringe theatre for quite a few years. I did a production of Taming of the Shrew with Julie Hesmondhald as my Kate. But after living in London for 10 years, he decided to come home to Norfolk. I got so fed up with having some stranger's armpit and my face on the central line, he says. He got involved with the Norwich Community Theatre Company Crude Apache, and it was there that he met Carl Minns, and they formed their much-loved comedy duo back in 1996. The Nimmo twins have a huge following, and you have to be quick off the mark to snap up tickets for their Normal for Norfolk shows, which feature characters including Shego, Vern, and Ken at Norfolk Council, and the poet, and Billy Boy. Norwich is traditionally one of the toughest comedy crowds in the country, says Owen, but the audiences just love the fact that they can tell we're locals and not outsiders taking the mickey out of Norfolk. We're real people who have an authentic accent. We don't even have to make a joke when we come on. We just say, "Aye, all right," and you get your first big laugh. It's such a joy to perform to your home crowd, especially at a place like the Norwich Playhouse and the Theatre Royal. Owen has appeared in countless plays and theatre productions, including with the Royal Shakespeare Company. He often works with his drama teacher from Paston College, Rob John, who is another of his mentors. "He's a lovely fellow," says Owen. "He still writes plays for me to perform, which I do with a company called F East Theatre. We tour around Norfolk, very small venues, doing new plays by local writers. I've been very blessed in my career that I got in with local writers. I've got Rob, who writes the drama and serious plays, and Carl, who writes comedy for me. That keeps me happy. The drama keeps my artistic side satisfied, and getting up on stage with Carl every year and making audiences roar is just an absolute joy."